now we're like really a band because now we've lived in a van together for months and stuff. When you really know each other's smells, then you're a band.
Aromas and van adventures aside, the progress of a band can also, of course, be heard. And for the Luyas, that's meant moving from a sudden inspiration to create to a carefully crafted collaboration. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Morris. Montreal band The Luyas released their debut, Fake or Death, in 2007 and expanded both their sound and their lineup in the years since. Now back with the album Too Beautiful to Work, the four-piece shares its sense of humor in the title, but leans a little darker in the songs. Pop is definitely in the mix, but it's an atmospheric variety, breaking free of traditional song structures, rhythmically and lyrically, and featuring the voice of Jesse Stein as much as any other instrument. Jesse is the first to admit that sometimes leads to challenges in understanding what's being said, and during the Luyas' visit to FUV, she told host Elise Ali about one amusing interpretation and explained the background of her other unique instrument, the mood swinger.
You've talked about the mood swinger before, which you are holding in your hand, and also what a great name for this. But it's a 12-string electric zither designed by Dutch experimental luthier Yuri Landman. How many of these are in existence?
Well, there's one other exact copy that Yuri has, and then some variants. He's made some stereo models for some people, but it's pretty much two of a kind.
So what made you decide to get this, or were you had this in mind and you contacted Yuri to make this for you? Or
no, I happened upon it. I was on tour with another band, and Yuri was giving a lecture before one of our concerts, and the prototype for this instrument really interested me. So we got into a long conversation about, you know, the Western scale and, you know, how oppressive it is. And I was like, oh, you should build me one of these things. And he did.
I was the head of the bad news canary. I don't know.
A lot of times with music, the voice is right there in the front and the music is sort of the background to it, but your voice is really just another instrument that's, you know, creating this huge full sound.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that I don't think we're intentionally oblique or trying to be incomprehensible per se. It's not like a mask so much as we always made the decision that seemed the most musical to fit the song. So I think the vocals are actually pretty loud on the record, but sometimes the way that they sound is a little bit, you know, hard to figure out on the first pass.
Yeah.
And the other night we played a show, I didn't tell you guys this, but somebody was like, so Jesse, what would you say the percentage of the songs are that you sing in French? I don't sing a single lick in French in the entire set. Like, how much of it is in French? I'm like, oh, really?
None.
Take it.
Music from the Luyas and their song Too Beautiful to Work. Today's Take 5 was produced by Sarah Wardrop. Hear more from the Luyas at thealternateside.org.